Chapter 9. Designer's Block. Rarity was busy reclining in a deck chair. She closed her eyes and felt the glorious sunshine on her face. She was just starting to doze off into a glorious dream about designing the costumes for Sapphire Shore's new tour when Twilight Sparkle interrupted her. "So, how are things going with Charity?"
"She enjoys the finer things in life, so naturally things are going great," Rarity replied. She was slightly perturbed at being disturbed. "Did you know her favorite designer is also Coco Chevelle? And we have the same favorite model, Honey Flanks. We have so much in common."
"Yeah, it certainly seems that way," Twilight laughed. She looked over at Charity, who was lying in the exact same position as Rarity on an identical chair.
"What is it?" Rarity sat up. "I know you have something to say. Out with it."
"I just worry that maybe Charity is taking her admiration for you a little too far," Twilight shrugged. Rainbow Dash jumped into the water, and Charity squealed in horror as a droplet fell on her mane. "Look at her. She's being you."
"I have no idea what you're talking about," Rarity said defensively, even though the very same thought had recently crossed her mind.
Rarity was never going to come right out and admit it to Twilight Sparkle. It would be like Rarity was declaring her own failure as a teacher.
Charity, like Rarity's other projects, was just a work in progress. Rarity lowered her sunglasses.
"She just looks like a classy, sophisticated pony. There's nothing wrong with that, Twilight." She turned her nose up in the air as if it punctuated her point.
"Just be careful," Twilight urged, eyeing Charity as she flipped open Mare Eclair.
The pony on the cover was a model named Glitzy Grooms, and it promised tips on deep mane conditioners, cutie mark tints, and the hottest new hoof charms from Saddle Arabia.
"Quick, somepony, hide me!" Rarity shrieked and dived into a nearby bush.
"What's going on, Rarity?" Applejack shouted from the water. "Did you see a rattlesnake?"
"Rarity," Charity cried out. She ran over to the bush. "Are you all right?"
"Shh," Rarity hissed. "I don't want her to hear."
After a few moments had passed, Rarity peered her head out from in between the leaves.
"Is she gone? Can I come out?"
"Is who gone? Why are you acting so weird, Rarity?" Rainbow Dash laughed.
"I mean, weirder than usual?"
Applejack shrugged. A pony could never really predict what would send Rarity into a tizzy.
"It was Golden Harvest. I saw her walking across the grass and I can't..."
Rarity stage whispered, craning her neck in all directions to make sure the coast was clear. When she was sure the pony in question was out of earshot, she emerged.
"I simply cannot see her."
Rainbow Dash and Applejack exchanged a look. Whatever her reason for avoiding the pony, it must have been important. Rarity wouldn't risk getting her coat dirty for just anything.
"Come on, Sugar Cube," Applejack urged.
"Spit it out!"
Rarity's lip quivered.
"It's terribly tragic. I am supposed to deliver the Ponyville Choir dresses to her by next week, and I...
Ew!"
Pinkie Pie took a deep breath.
"I'm totally behind on them because you hate what you designed, and you're stuck, and you thought having an apprentice would help, but you're also not really sure how to teach her, and now you're embarrassed because you have no dress and no clue what you're doing?"
Charity's jaw dropped. None of the other ponies looked surprised at Pinkie's revelation. She was scarily accurate with her guesses.
"Oh, Pinkie, it's true!" Rarity cried. "Charity, darling, don't look at me. I didn't want you to see me like this. I have..."
She looked down at the ground and then back up at them.
"Designer's block!"
Charity gasped. Pinkie Pie gasped. It was always better when more than one pony gasped in a dramatic situation.
"Not designer's block!" Charity shook her head in despair. Toodles, my dear. You might as well pack your bags and head home, Rarity sniffed. I'm sure you don't want to idolize, I mean, learn from me anymore, now that you know what I truly am. A failure! Rarity collapsed onto Twilight's picnic blanket. She let out a hearty sob. Charity blinked a few times, her expression blank. Then a wide grin began to spread across her face.
Forget my hoof project. Let's finish those dresses.
Really? Rarity said, perking up. You want to stay?
Of course, Charity nodded. She turned to the other ponies. It's like this saying I came up with. When the going gets tough, the tough get sewing.
Every pony laughed. Rarity frowned. That was not Charity's saying. It was Rarity's. How dare she?
Good one, Charity,
Pinkie Pie giggled.
You sure are clever, Sugar Cube, said Applejack. This is some apprentice you've got here.
Yes, she certainly is, Rarity said, narrowing her eyes. She had thought Twilight Sparkle had gotten Charity all wrong, but now she wasn't so sure. What sort of pony would just steal the fabulous words out of another pony's mouth without giving them credit? Rarity was annoyed, but as her saying went, it was time to get sewing. Plus, she wasn't really in a position to refuse the extra help right now. Rarity sighed and took off her sun hat.
We have work to do, she announced, and trotted off toward the carousel boutique.
We have work to do! Charity smiled wide at the other ponies. She took off her hat with the same flourish that she'd just seen her mentor do.
Rarity, wait up!